We're doing Mechafetz Chaim Zahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had said that when there's a situation of people who need your help, people who are hungry, so then you owe it to them to take off more than a tithe, up to a fifth, to help them out. You can't just say, well, they're hungry, they're starving, I gave my tithe. We said when you don't have people dying of hunger, so then you could say, okay, I gave my tenth. But if you have people who are hungry, so then you got to go up to a fifth. And then he adds a footnote. Hagat yesh omrim de masham hu. There are those who say that this was one opinion that you should go up to a fifth when there are people who are hungry or need clothing or orphans or whatever around you. Hu novem mipushah mishnah la Rambam. The source of this is the Rambam's commentary on the Mishnah in Peya. And this is what the Rambam says there. The Mishnah over there says, we say it every morning, there's no measurement how much chesed you should do. So the Rambam says there, that means helping him physically. The Rambam says, but helping him monetarily, that has a limit. That's a fifth of your assets. You don't have to give more than the fifth. You want to be extra pious, so you could. And the Jerusalem Talmud says over there, in Usha, the rabbis decided that a person should do up to a fifth, he should take off of his assets to do any specific mitzvah. The way I understand this halacha is as I'm going to explain. The who, kshadam yireh shvuim, the Rambam's talking here in his commentary on the Mishnah. Kshadam yireh shvuim shuchiyav lifdutam kasher tzivah kadosh baruch hu. Let's say a person hears there's Jonathan Pollard in captivity, and he could do something to get him out. It's going to cost him money. Or evim arumim, or he sees people who are hungry. He sees people who need clothing. Shuchiyav lasbiyam ulchasot marumihim. He has a responsibility to feed people who he sees who are hungry. He has a responsibility to get clothing for people who can't help themselves and have none. The Torah gives us a mitzvah. Give him what he's lacking. So then we say as follows. You have a responsibility to take care of someone. Let's say it'll cost you up to a fifth of your money. Do it. What happens if, in order to clothe them, it's going to cost you more than a fifth? Then you only give up to a fifth, and don't give any more than that. And it's not a sin, even though you didn't give them as much as they needed, because what they need is more than a fifth of what you have. But let's say you didn't encounter people who need. It's not that your next door neighbor is hungry. It's not that there are people who right now need clothing. But you just want to give charity. So in such an instance, then you take a fifth of your profits, not of the principal. And use it for mitzvos at kan shono. This is what Maimonides says on that Mishnah. ולכאורה, לא בגמרא שלנו משמע, דתקינו שלא לתן יותר, עיין שם בקושיית הגמרא על מרוקפה, והוא כאמר, יש בזה מידת חסידות. He says, how does the Rambam work? Our Gemara seems to say, the rabbi said, under all circumstances, we don't want you spending more than a fifth. And Maimonides said that, no, it's a level of piety, you just don't have to give more than a fifth. גם בגמרא שלנו משמע, דורק מידת טובה, ומצווה לבזבז, נמבזבז איתן עד חומש. Our Gemara also seems to say that it's a mitzvah. If you want to do a good thing, you could give up to a fifth. V'uka amad yesh b'zeh chiyuv mitzad adin. Maimonides says that you owe it to them. You have to give up to a fifth. Our Gemara doesn't seem to say that. V'yesh alav avonim yimna min ha-chomesh. The Rambam seems to say that if you don't give that fifth, that's a sin. Kamein chidesh Rambam d'chodesh min revach v'lo min ha-keren. And also, where did the Rambam get this from? That if there aren't people around, to give a fifth of the prophet, not the principal. Halo b'Yerushalmi mefurash tishana rishona min hakeren. The Jerusalem Talmud says, the first year you give from the principal. Every year thereafter you give from the prophet.
אך באמת ניחא הכל, but he says really it all works out. הרמב״ם בפירוש המשנה סובר, what the Rambam holds is, תלשון הירושלמי דקאמר בושה נמנו שהיה אדם מפריש חומש מנכסיו למצווה, that what the Talmud meant, that the rabbi said give a fifth for a mitzvah, משמה דצריך להפריש מדינה ולא למצווה בעלמה. The Rambam learns that that was an institution. The rabbi said every person should take off a fifth to be prepared to perform mitzvahs. It's something you have to do. Uvabavli kamar hambazbez. Yet the Babylonian Talmud says, if you want to be a guy who spends extra money on mitzvahs, don't do more than a fifth. Two different terms. The Jerusalem Talmud says they instituted. The Babylonian Talmud says, if you want to spend a lot of money, don't do more than a fifth.
Mashmadu rak midat tova be'alma. Gam bababli lo nizkar du min hakeren. The Babylonian Talmud doesn't tell you take a fifth of the principal. V'derech habavli lefaresh yoter. And the Babylonian Talmud is usually more explicit than the Jerusalem Talmud. V'al ken mechalek min inyan l'inyan. So the Rambam says, we're going to explain the Babylonian and the Jerusalem Talmud, that they're talking about two different scenarios. They're not arguing. V'hu, de'abavli ma'ir'ech ha'delokai me'anin. The Babylonian Talmud is talking about a situation where the economy is doing good, everyone's doing okay around you, you live in a town where everyone's managing, and you want to spend money for charity, but there isn't any pressing need right now. You're looking for good deeds to do, but there's no one who's begging you. That's why the Babylonian Talmud says, "Hamivazbez, you want to spend, okay? You want to do something good. You're limited up to a fifth. Rak min harevach, and don't take from the principal, only from the profit." You see, other authorities in halacha don't say that it's only from the profit. Doesn't seem to be they agree with Maimonides on that, but fine. The Jerusalem Talmud that says you have to give a fifth, that's talking about a situation where you have people in front of you. There are people who are hungry. That's why you owe it to them to take off a fifth in Yadom HaSeged if you can afford it. Because the Torah says help the poor with what he needs. So why does it say in the Jerusalem Talmud they came to a ruling? That's to say that the Torah says give him what he needs. So you might say, okay, I have a makolet. I have 50 neighbors around me who are hungry. So every day I'm going to give them each 3 loaves of bread, 2 bags of milk. That's what they need with their children and everything. That's what they need. Along came the rabbis and they came and ruled, no, you give up to a fifth and not more than that. They limited us. And the Jerusalem Talmud says originally they had such a tradition from Moshe that when the Torah says give the poor as much as they need, it doesn't mean give them everything they need, it means give them up to a fifth and that's what you can afford. What the rabbis did was they reinstituted a tradition they originally had. And they were just coming to really to align things with the original halacha. Okay. We'll pick up here, Mizachim, next time.